Paleb, thank you very much. Well, let's talk to Sir Mark Walpott now. After all of that, are you sure you want this
yes,
job?
It's a rather terrifying agenda, isn't it? Well, but it's important stuff.
Absolutely. Well, let's see if we can touch on some of yes. those issues. I mean, I guess a particular problem is going to be the tension between the demands of the economy when times are so difficult and the environment. And your predecessor, Sir John Beddington, said that there's a need for urgency in tackling climate change. Would you agree with that?
Yes, but I think all issues we've got to look at from the different angles, as it were. So let's take energy. So infrastructure is absolutely crucial for the UK. It's the quality of the infrastructure that distinguishes advanced economies from poorer ones. Take energy, which is an absolutely underpinning infrastructure for everything. When we look at energy, we're only going to get the policy right if we look at it from three different angles, really. So the first angle is energy security. We have to know that the lights will be there to go on.
Is there a risk, do you think, that the lights could go out?
Well, I mean, let me finish.
We had a warning,
I mean,
didn't we, from one of the big six energy suppliers that could happen?
It's not going to happen in the short term, but it's something that we have to look at all the time. We've also got to look at energy from the perspective of cost. And then thirdly, we've got to look at it through the sort of lens of climate change and sustainability. But unless we look at it from all of those angles, we're unlikely to get the policy right.
And on the question of sustainability, we understand that George Osborne isn't going to commit to having low-carbon electricity by 2030. But then a number of eminent scientists believe that that means the government won't be able to meet its goals on climate change. And I suppose hence,
but as I say, the issue is that we've got to look at it through all three of those lenses. We've got to look at it in terms of energy security. We've got to look at it in terms of it being economically sustainable. Our industrial capacity depends on having affordable energy. People already worry about their energy prices. And absolutely, we've got to consider the environment as well.
But that's interesting that you put the environment third. So would you say that that's a priority?
No, they're all important. My job as the government chief scientific advisor is to provide the best possible advice. The policymakers, the politicians, are going to have to look at it through all three of those. They're going to have to consider the science, they're going to have to consider the economics, and they're going to have to consider the politics. My job is to make absolutely clear that they have the best evidence. And on climate, let me be absolutely clear, there is no question that the global climate is warming.
So if you agree with Sir John Beddington there's a need for urgency in tackling climate change, doesn't that mean that the government needs to be acting now to ensure that we're producing low-carbon electricity in the future?
I mean, the answer is government, this government and governments around the world are acting now. But they've also got to do it in a way that makes sure that the energy supply remains. We have to have secure supplies as well. It's about balancing issues.